Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
All right, first this afternoon, to the government's flagship new plan to build infrastructure over the next 5 years. Senior ministers insist that the €102 billion revised national development plan will help tackle the seemingly never-ending housing crisis. But opposition TDs are already criticising what they claim is a lack of specifics in the proposals. Well, we'll have reaction and analysis throughout the programme. But first, our reporter Barry Lennon is here. Tell us the details, Barry.
Yeah, this revised National Development Plan, Clare, details how the state will spend €102 billion in capital investment between now and 2030 and €275 billion out to 2035. Now, around €30 billion of that figure is said to be new funding, some coming from the Apple tax money and the sale of AIB shares. And the proposals, they're based on the assumption the country's population will soar past 6 million by 2040. Now, in this plan, yet more commitments to tackle a chronic shortage in housing supply, a target of 300,000 new homes over the next 5 years, a spending boost of over €40 billion in that time to be invested in water supplies, sewage connections and the electrical grid. Some €2 billion in equity funding is also being provided to Ishka Éireann in 2025 to enable the delivery of those additional homes out to 2030. However, there is an important proviso attached to these plans for housing, Clare. The government saying there will need to be there's a need for more construction workers, and the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council already previously estimating how there's a need for 80,000 extra construction workers to meet infrastructure targets.
And what about transport, Barry? What's planned there?
Yeah, well, a public consultation in recent weeks found that 77% of respondents believed transport should be a national priority sector for additional investment under this revised National Development Plan. And so plans for €24 billion in transport capital projects, including a further €2 billion towards the commencement of the Dublin Metro Link. Now, that project is a hearty annual of National Development Plan's announcements at this stage, first mooted in 2000. Of course, it involves underground rail from near Swords, North Dublin, to out towards St Stephen's Green in the south side of the city centre. Its final cost won't be known until 2027. Now, the Taoiseach, at the announcement of the plan in government buildings earlier, he was pressed on the so-called 2-to-1 ratio of public transport to roads in the last government with the Green Party, Micheál Martin, saying he never thought this was realistic due to the timelines of projects.
And what else is in there, Barry?
Well, ESB Networks and Air Grids, they'll receive €3.5 billion in the coming years for electricity services and the grid. There's also a further €2.5 billion in funding to Ishka Éireann for large-scale projects over the coming years, on top of what I mentioned there a few moments ago. Whilst the Defence Forces, it's to receive around €1.7 billion in new capital investment, the largest ever rise in military spending. There's €7.5 billion over the next 5 years for the Department of Education, with more school places across primary, post-primary, special classes and special schools, while €9.25 billion ring-fenced for the Department of Health to simply, quote, support the delivery of equitable, accessible and high-quality healthcare across Ireland.
So, Barry, we know the allocation, but are there any more specifics as to how exactly all this money will be spent?
Yeah, very broad brushstrokes at the moment, Clare, as most of the money be given to the departments rather than particular projects, with no detail on how exactly the allocations will be largely spent for now. Now, the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, who we'll hear from later, he was insistent that ministers will come with proposals on what projects to prioritise in the weeks and months ahead, but opposition TDs predictably already criticising what they claim is a lack of detail in the plan, with the Social Democrats and Labour alleging details are being withheld, as they put it, in the National Delivery Plan. So the so-called Lowry deal with independent TDs and ministers is not yet exposed, as they put it. However, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he insisted prioritisation will be key in how this money is spent. He rejected claims that the government is trying to, quote, distract the public, who he insisted will see the measures announced today as very real. But amid criticism of the government's ability in previous incarnations to deliver big capital projects on time. The document today, over 90 pages, it contains a list of projects that have been delivered effectively on time in recent years. And the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, he said earlier that the real test for government will not be announcing today's funding allocations, but delivering the project, and that big test likely to get underway straight away.
Barry Lenehan, thank you.